So in the paper, there's going to be far more cases to read about than I'm going to talk about today. I only have 30 minutes, so I'm just going to focus on three particular cases. Earlier in Jess and Tamara's presentation, they touched briefly on U.S. Metals versus Liberty Mutual. I'm going to talk a little bit more detail about that case and what it may mean for coverage in Texas. Also, the Patton versus Mid-Continent case, not necessarily a sea change in the law or anything, but just an interesting case, the arguments of counsel and the ultimate result. And then finally, Mid-Continent versus PSI, which remains ongoing in the Southern District Court, but is a law school exam worthy case, as pointed out by Judge Atlas in two 90 plus page opinions. I'll save the good stuff for the end. So in U.S. Metals, Exxon contracted with U.S. Metals to manufacture and sell weld neck flanges. They were installing them at refineries owned by Exxon on non-road diesel units. They were irreversibly incorporated into these units. They were welded on. There was insulation and gaskets that were installed. During testing, before they got the refinery going, Exxon realized one of the flanges leaked. They did a full-scale testing, and a lot of the flanges leaked. They decided that the only way to get their units running was to tear out all the flanges, get flanges from a new manufacturer, and install them. The cost to Exxon to do this was nearly $20 million. A lot of that was loss of use damages for the loss of use of the refineries over the repair process.